A Faithful Girl Named Emma by Mark Staker, Church History Department. How much do you know about the faithful little girl who grew up to be the wife of the prophet Joseph Smith? Emma Hill was born on July 10, 1804. She lived on a farm with her father and mother and her 8 brothers and sisters. Some of her aunts, uncles, and cousins lived nearby. The Hale farm was in Harmony, Pennsylvania, in a beautiful valley along the bank of the Susquehanna River. Emma could pick apples from the orchard. She could watch baby lambs play, and she could help gather vegetables from the big garden. When the snow started to melt, she could watch her father collect maple sap in big buckets. She could help her mother boil the sap until it finally turned into maple sugar. When she was a baby, Emma was baptized into a Christian church, and she went to Sunday school when she was a girl. The Church of Jesus Christ had not been restored yet. One day when Emma was about 8 years old, she went to pray in the woods. She was worried about her father because he did not have a strong faith in Jesus Christ. While Emma was praying, her father came into the woods to go hunting. When he overheard his young daughter praying for him, he was very touched. His faith in the Lord was strengthened. Emma grew to be a tall, intelligent girl. She was an excellent reader and writer. When she was 21, a hard-working and intelligent young man named Joseph Smith came to live at the Hale home. Emma Hale had a good character and a quick wit. She was a virtuous young woman. No wonder she and Joseph chose each other as husband and wife. Emma grown up. When Joseph went to the Hale Camorra to get the gold plates from Moroni, Emma went with him and waited by the wagon. When Joseph translated the gold plates, Emma was the first scribe. Joseph would tell her what to write down as he translated the words. Emma collected hymns for the church's first hymn book. She was the first president of the Relief Society in Nauvoo. She helped people who were sick and let poor people stay in her home. When church members were forced to leave their homes in Missouri, she and her children walked across the frozen Mississippi River to escape. In 2 cloth bags tied around her waist, she carried papers with Joseph's translations of the Bible. She was a loving mother of 11 children, including 2 who were adopted. Only 5 of them lived to be adults. Emma loved her husband, Joseph, all his life and did many things to support him in his important work of restoring the Lord's church. End of the article, A Faithful Girl Named Emma.